If the beehive was out in the open air, and it was standing upright, with the bottom on the ground, and the top, which is the opening to the kibara, is facing up, the heat kli, and it's a kli, it's fit to be used as a kibara, so therefore, since it's a kli, it is not chaytid for fnei tuma, it would not stop a tuma from penetrating it. Tuma tahtar, the taicha, o agaba, if there's a tuma underneath the kibaras, or inside the kibaras, or on top of the kibaras, meaning it's hanging in the air on top of the kibaras, and since the opening to the kibaras is facing up, it can't be literally on top of the kibaras. Tuma bakas v'oila bakas v'yoredis. The tuma would break through and go up and be metame kelim directly above the tuma. And so too it would break through and go down and be metame kelim that are directly underneath the tuma, even if they're underneath the kibaras, that the kibaras would not be chaytzeit, so therefore the tumah is metami everything directly above it and everything directly underneath it, even if those kelim are underneath the kibaras. And kelim that are inside the kibaras also would become tumah. Even though we saw in Mishnah Yudal that when the kibaras is laying on its side, the kelim inside the kibaras would not become tumah. But over here we're saying that the kelim inside the kibaras also are tumah. The answer is that in this case, since the opening to the kibaras is facing up, so there's no hefsek, there's nothing in between the air inside the kibaras and the air on top of the kibaras, so that we can't say that kelim on top of the kibaras are tameh, while kelim inside the kibaras are tar, since there's no hefsek, there's nothing in between the kelim inside the kibaras and the kelim on top of the kibaras, since the opening of the kibaras is facing up, so therefore, in this case, kelim inside the kibaras also are tameh, the kibaras would not protect its contents from becoming tameh. Haisa gavah min aris tefach, o mechusa, o kfuya alpia. If the kibaras was out in the open air, and it was standing upright, but it was a tefach above the ground, or it was covered with another kli, but it wasn't sealed, it wasn't tightly covered, so therefore the tumor would break through the kli that's covering it. Or if it was not standing upright, instead it was turned over with the opening facing down. Tuma tachteha b'teicha o agaba hakol tumi. In such a case, if there's a tuma kedayis from a mate, either underneath the kibaras, inside the kibaras, or on top of the kibaras, all kelim are tumi, all kelim that are underneath, inside, or on top of the kibaras, even if they're not directly above or underneath the tuma, would become tumi in this case. As in the first case, even though we said the tuma is bakas v'olam bakas v'yoredis, it goes up and down, but it's only metame kelim that are directly above the tumah or directly underneath the tumah. But in this case, even kelim that are not directly above or underneath the tumah would become tumah. As in the first case, that it was a tefach above the ground, so it would act as an oil. So when the tumah breaks down underneath the kibaras, since the kibaras is a tefach above the ground, the tumah would spread throughout the entire bottom of the kibaras, and then it would break up again and be metami all kelim that are inside or on top of the kibaras, even if it's not directly above the tumah. And in the second case, where the kibaras is covered with a kli, that kli would act as an oil. And since the kli is the oil, the tuma would spread throughout the entire interior of the kibaras and break up and down and be metami all kelim above and underneath the kibaras as well. But that's only if the kibaras is covered by another kli. Now, the kli is not chayshis of pnei tuma, so even though it acts as an oil, the tuma would break through the kli and be metami kelim on top of the kibaras as well. But if the kibaras was covered by a beam, that beam would act as an oil, but it would be chaytzeit b'fnei tumah, since it's not a kli. It would stop the tumah from penetrating it, so therefore, in that case, the kelim on top of the kibaras would remain tar. And in the third case, where the kibaras is turned upside down, the bottom of the kibaras is facing up. Any tumah in that case that gets inside the kibaras would spread throughout the entire interior of the kibaras. As the bottom of the kibaras would act as an oil, and therefore the tumah would spread throughout the interior of the kibaras, and then break up and down and be metamic kelim above and underneath the kibaras, even if they're not directly above or underneath the tumah. Sahadalos paratest mission yudal b'medvar mamurim b'zman shehikli. This din that we had in the previous mission, that a kibaras is out in the open air and standing upright with the opening facing up, and to the tumah underneath, inside, or on top of the kibaras, that tumah will penetrate the kibaras and be metamei kelim underneath and on top of the kibaras, if those kelim are directly above or underneath the tumah. The Mishnah tells us that din is referring to a case where the kibaras is a kli. It's fit to be used as a kibaras. So therefore, since it's a kli, it's not chaytzeit b'fnei tumah, it would not stop the tumah from penetrating it and being metamei kelim above and underneath the kibaras. Haisa pchusa upakuka b'kash. Empty kibbutz was not a kli. It was damaged. And the place where it was damaged, it was stuffed with straw. O machzek ez arbam sof kidibrei chachamim. Or even if it was not damaged, but it was large, it held 40 saw of liquid. And we're going with the shita of the chachamim, as a chachamim hold, like we've seen previously, that any kli that holds 40 saw of liquid would no longer be considered a kli since it's very large and would be chaytiv b'pnei atumah. It would be an oil, not a kli, so therefore it would stop a tumah from penetrating it. Now, even though all the kiveres that we've discussed and all the previous mishnayos were also referring to a large kiveres that holds 40 saw, all those mishnayos were going according to the Tanakhama, who hold that a kiveres that holds 40 saw continues to be considered a kli and would be chaytiv b'pnei atumah. But now the Mishnah is going according to the Chacham, who hold that a kli that holds 40 saw is no longer considered a kli, it's an oil, and it's chaytiv b'pnei atumah. So the din would be tuma tachtera b'teicha o agaba tuma b'kas v'oila b'kas v'yoredet. If the tuma is underneath, inside, or on top of the kiveres, in this case that the kiveres is not a kli, even so the tuma breaks through and goes up and is metami kalim directly above it on top of the kiveres, and breaks through and goes down as metami kalim directly underneath it, that is under the kiveres. And even though we are now discussing a case where the kiveres is not a kli, and therefore should be chaytik b'fnei atumah, even so the Mishnah tells us that it is not chaytik b'fnei atumah, and the tumah breaks through and is metami kalim above and underneath the tumah. The Mephoshim explain the reason is that since the din is that a tumah that is ritzutza, that is confined, that is in an area that's less than a tefah, how tefah breaks through and is metami thing above it and underneath it. In this case also, if the tumah is underneath the kiveres, so it's a tumah ritzutza, it's confined, it's in a place that's less than a tefah, how tefah, so it would break through and go up. And even in a case where the tumah is above or inside the kiveres, where it's in an area that's more than a tefah, how tefah, so it's not confined, but the kalim that are underneath the kiveres are confined, those kalim are in an area that's less than a tefach al tefach, and they would be susceptible to becoming tameh from the tumah. Since the kalim are ritzutza, they're confined, they become tameh from a tumah. The tumah would break through and be metameh those kalim, even though the tumah is not confined. So therefore, in this case, even though the kiveres is not a kli and should be chaytik b'fnei tumah, should stop the tumah from penetrating it, but since either the tumah or the tara, meaning the kalim, are ritzutza, they're in a place that's less than a tefach al tefach, the kalim would become tamei in this case. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Imrim, ain't tuma oilala, af lo yoredes mimena. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon disagree. They say that in this case, even though the tuma or the kalim are ritzutza, they're confined, even though the din would be that the tuma would not go up and would not go down, the tuma would not penetrate the kiveres. And since we're discussing a case where the kiveres is not a kli, it's chaytik b'fnei atumah, would stop the tumah from penetrating it, even though the tumah or the tara or the kalim are ritzutza, the kiveres would be chaytik b'fnei atumah. Ha'isa gavoh menaret tefach tumah tachteha tachteha tumah. In this case, that the kiveres is not a kli, it's damaged, or it holds 40 saw, and it's out in the open air, and it's above the ground, one tefach. In such a case, if there's a tumah underneath the kiveres, all the kalim underneath the kiveres are tameh. And since it's a tefach above the ground, it acts as an oil, and the tumah would spread and be metameh all kalim underneath the kiveres. But the tumah would not penetrate the kiveres and be metameh the kalim inside or on top of the kiveres. Even according to the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, who said that the tumah penetrates the kiveres, even though the kiveres is not a kli, but in this case, since it's a tefach above the ground, so the tumah is not ritzutza, it's not confined, so therefore it would not break through the kiveres. So therefore the kalim inside or on top of the kiveres are tar, but kalim underneath the kiveres would become tameh, even kalim that are to the side of the tumah, and since it's a tefach above the ground, it acts as an oil, and the tumah would spread throughout the bottom of the kiveres. B'teicha o agaba kenegdo ad harakia tameh. If there's a tumah inside the kiveres or on top of the kiveres, it's hanging in the air on top of the kiveres, then the din would be any kalim on top of the tumah up until the sky would become tameh, the tumah would go up but not down. Again, we're discussing a case where the kiveres is not a kli. So since it's not a kli, it is chaytik b'fnei atumah, so therefore the tumah would not travel down and be metameh kalim underneath the kiveres, it would only travel up and be metameh kalim on top of the kiveres. Now, even though the Tanakhama said that even in this case where the kiveres is not a kli, the tumor penetrates the kiveres. That's because either the tumor was reduced, or either the tumor was confined, or the tara, the kalem, were confined. But in this case, since it's a tepach above the ground, neither the tumor nor the kalem are confined, so therefore the kiveres would act as an oil to be chaytet b'fnei a tumor, so the tumor would not break through the bottom of the kiveres and be metame kalem underneath the kiveres.